Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki from Alabama Department of Labor. I want to talk to Mrs. Wright, please.
This is her.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just bathed my baby.
Oh, okay. Right in time, huh?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And you was calling to file a claim. Is that correct?
Yes. I wanted to see how did it go with the maternity part, if they would give me any kind of pay from having my baby since my job didn't pay me.
Yes,
And then,
ma'am.
you know, just starting to claim up as well.
Yes, ma'am. I can most definitely look up your claim for you. Can I please have your social?
422-411-3316.
And that's going to be 422-411-3316. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
11-16-1993.
And your mother's maiden name?
Smith.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
I haven't started yet. I thought that's what we was doing, setting it up.
Okay, you said you haven't started yet?
No, I'm trying to set it up so
yes,
that I
ma'am.
Can get started.
Yes, ma'am, most definitely. I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify your driver's license date?
Alabama.
Can you verify your driver's license number?
826-6419.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
The benefits card.
If you get approved, you will receive your benefits card within 5 to 7 business days.
Okay.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
675 Dorsey Williams Court, Apartment E, as in Ed, Pritchard, Alabama, 36610.
Did you want me to change your mailing address for you?
No, ma'am. Well, yes, you can, so all my mail can come here.
Yes, ma'am. And what is that mailing address? I do apologize.
675 Doris Fay Williams Court, Apartment E. D-O-R-R-I-S Fay, F-A-Y-E, Williams Court.
Okay, for some reason it's not gonna let me put Faye in there. Let me just try something else.
You could keep it as like, you can keep the 137 if you have to. 137 McBride Street, Mobile, Alabama. That's the one you have.
Okay, it seems like it took up the whole line when I tried to put in Faye. It's just saying right now 675 Doris Williams Court in with the apartment on there. But when I try to put in Faye, it's not letting me do it because it seemed like it took up too much room.
It's not going to mess it up with my address part, is it?
Okay, let me just take a look here. Let me just try again.
I can give you another address if you need another address.
Oh, no, ma'am. That won't be necessary. Let me try it again. Just to be sure. And that's going to be 675 Doris Fay Williams.
Yes.
And that's going to be Doris apartment.
Fay.
Yes, ma'am.
Doris Fay Williams. Court,
yes, ma'am.
Apartment E. Yes.
Okay. And you said that's going to be in Pritchard, Alabama?
Yes. 36610.
And you said 36600?
36610.
Yes, ma'am. My apology. Pritchard, Alabama, 36610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, it shouldn't be.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
251-235-2220.
And what is your email address?
Wright, WRIGHTJATA at gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be your last name, then J-A-T-A at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Your mailing address is 675 Doris Fay Williams Court, Apartment E, Pritchard, Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which other following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 1304 Tillerson Road? Is it 150 Candlewick Boulevard? Is it 209 Colorado Avenue? Is it 3232 Walton Drive? Or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
Have never been associated with any addresses.
Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 2054 Village Lane? Is it 2520 Arlington Crescent? Is it 4950 Government Boulevard?
4950 Government Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Which other foreign cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Tuscaloosa? Is it Florence? Is it Mobile? Is it Jasper? Or is it none of the above? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama or employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. Ma'am, did I I think you asked me was I disabled or something like that? I'm not disabled, but I just had my baby and I don't go back for my 6-week checkup until tomorrow. So did I put the right thing right there?
By saying that you're not disabled. That's correct.
Right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No. The who?
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last
18 months?
Okay.
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day that you worked?
May 4th.
Okay, that's going to be on May the 4th, 2022?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
You said this Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Okay, and that's going to be because you just had a baby?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
None of that.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Once I go back to the doctor tomorrow, I'll know something about tomorrow.
Okay. Did you want me to put down yes for you or no?
I don't know what to put for that one.
Okay, did you want me to put down no because you just had a baby?
Yes.
Okay.
Just be on the safe side till I go back to the doctor and, you know, he took
me
out all the way.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
No. You said all shifts?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Okay. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, the days, and the shifts.
What you mean by that?
Are you able to work like first shift, second shift, and third shift?
First shift.
Okay. Only going to be first?
Yes. Well, that's what I do when I go back to work. That's what I work first shift.
Yes, ma'am. And you want me to put only mornings?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
You said how about, what was that last question?
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20 miles.
And that's going to be 20 miles, is that correct?
Yes.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
$13.
Do you attain work exclusively through a junior hiring home?
Do I do what? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Are you in a union?
No.
Okay, thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, not yet.
What is your job title and description?
I work at FedEx. And I do QA work, quality assurance at FedEx.
Okay, you said quality insurance, is that correct?
Assurance, ASSURANCE.
Yes, ma'am, my apology. Let me go ahead and fix this issue for you. With your job description, were you planning, directing, or coordinating the work activities and resources necessary for manufacturing products in accordance with cost, quality, and quantity specification?
Ma'am?
With your job description, were you planning, directing, or coordinating the work activities and resources necessary for manufacturing products in accordance with cost, quality, and quantity specification?
No, I guess that answer it. I do like repackaging and, you know, fixing the addresses and stuff.
Let me find one that's more similar to that one.
You could just say yes for that, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, would it be okay if I put you down for all life, physical, and social side? No, that don't sound about right. I don't like that one for you. Find the one that's
Thank
more
you
similar.
For helping me. Thank you for helping me.
Yes, ma'am. No worries. No worries. Because all these sound like it's not dealing with your job description on here for you.
Yeah, I work at FedEx with them boxes and stuff.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Would it be okay if I put you down for the second one?
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Am I seeking work?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm not. Do I need to? Yes, I'm seeking work. No.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I got work to go back to whenever I go back to work. So that's a confusing question right there.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be yes, because you're going to be able to go back to the job after your maternity leave. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What is the name of your employer?
FedEx Ground.
That's FedEx Ground Package System. Is that correct?
FedEx Ground. It's just FedEx Ground.
Yes, ma'am. What is your employer phone number?
That I'm not sure of off the top. 251-457-8000. Yeah, but think quick.
Yes, ma'am. You said 251-457-8000. Is that correct?
Yes.
What is your employment start date?
9/5/2017.
That's going to be September 5th, 2017.
Yes.
And when was the last day that you worked?
May 4th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What city and state the work was performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I had got some my PTO pay.
Yes, ma'am. Have you applied? Yes, ma'am. You said you had the PPO?
Yeah, well, they had cash out. You know, they cash out all our hours to start a new year, so they paid everybody their hours, and that was the last check I had got.
Okay. Thank you. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Yes.
Why are you no longer working?
Maternity leave.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Could you say that's because of leave of absence?
Yes.
What was the name and the title of the person who granted the leave of absence for you?
Hartford.
Okay, you said Hartford. Is that correct?
Yes.
Was he your manager, your supervisor, the HR?
No, that's like dealing with the HR insurance people.
Okay, yes,
ma'am. Hartford is the insurance company, and they the one that, you know, held my job for me without paid leave.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Why are you on the leave of absence?
Maternity.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Who requested leave of absence for you? Was it you or the employer?
Who requested it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it was agreed on both ends since I had to go out and have my baby.
Which one you want me to put you down for, the employer or you?
The employer.
Yes, ma'am. What are the beginning and ending dates of your leave of absence?
You said what are the who?
What are the beginning and ending dates of your leave of absence?
It's May 4th, 2022, and I'm gonna have to check back with the ending date to after I go back to work. They put me down for They put me down for July 10th, but I have to wait to go back to work until I get my 6 weeks. Thing to
yes,
return
ma'am.
To work.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want me to put you down for like August the 1st? Give you a little bit more time? Okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I'm still saying these months wrong. I'm sorry.
I'm
no trying to
worries.
Make sure I don't say nothing wrong.
No worries. I repeat it back to you as long as you know, still understand it.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. No worries.
Thank you, ma'am.
You are more than welcome. Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Hold on, what I put it in my notes in my phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's that number?
It's 1693.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
1693.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/postnip and update your online resume. Fail to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have a question about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. Oh, I did have one question. When I go back to work and be working like 15 to 20 hours, will I still be able to get my unemployment?
Yes, ma'am. And that's going to be because of lack of work? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's the most hours I can get to still be able to get unemployment?
It had to be 30 hours or less. 30 hours is considered as a full-time job. So anything below 30 hours, you can be able to get unemployment for.
Okay, thank you.
You are more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.